Lay buyers are outbidding San Diego's own workers. San Diego's mid-year housing data presents a more complicated picture than headline numbers suggest. Through the first half of 2026, the median sale price reached $919,400, up just 1.0% year over year, a sharp deceleration from pandemic-era appreciation. Home sales rose 3.9% to 2,068 transactions. Active listings edged down 2.5% to 8,128, and the median days on market stretched to 33.1 days, well above the frenzied 15-day medians recorded a year ago. The longer time on market signals buyers now have meaningful room for due diligence, inspections, disclosures, contingencies that the previous market effectively eliminated. An Axios analysis published this week identified a structural complication. San Diego has become the top destination for relocating Angelenos. Los Angeles buyers arriving with higher incomes and substantial home sale equity from the LA market are systematically outbidding local buyers, residents who work at San Diego wage levels and lack equivalent equity to deploy. That demand dynamic is not one that housing supply additions alone can quickly resolve. New units built at higher densities near transit may be absorbed at price points that still exclude the local workforce. The City Council took one concrete preservation step this week, voting unanimously to launch a new Affordable Housing Preservation Fund seeded with $8.5 million. The fund is designed to prevent the loss of low-rent apartments to conversion or redevelopment, a preservation approach that is often cheaper per unit than new construction. The funding level is modest relative to the scale of the problem. A single 81-unit affordable senior housing transaction in La Mesa recently changed hands for $12.5 million. On the commercial side, San Diego Office Space posted a second consecutive quarter of positive net absorption in Q2 2026. The Eastgate submarket near UCSD is leading that recovery, consistent with the tech and life sciences activity anchored around the university research ecosystem. The broader office market remains challenged. Overall vacancy is elevated, life sciences vacancy is high, and industrial asking rents have declined. But two consecutive positive quarters represent a meaningful stabilization signal in at least one submarket.